You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Up Front with Alan Brazil is sponsored by Betting Brazil. Go to bettingbrazil.com for all the latest odds and offers. I'm delighted. Me, Alan Brazil, alongside Ray Parler. Hiya, Ray.
How are you doing, Al? Very good indeed.
So, Ray, we watched it together in a sports bar in Canary Wharf.
Yeah.
Slovenia nil, England nil. That was disappointing. But for me, not as disappointing as Slovakia 3, Scotland 0.
Well, we did. We had all the games on, didn't we? We had Northern Ireland playing as well on one telly. It was unbelievable.
How busy was it?
Oh, a fantastic place. Good atmosphere. But just the games were awful, wasn't they? I mean, defeats. You expected Northern Ireland
to
lose.
And a double, back to double. So I'm looking at one telly with my right eye, one with my left.
You had Jutes draw, didn't you?
Oh, dear.
But you got one in now, but that's, yeah. that don't pay out, only one. But obviously, Northern Ireland were the big outsiders against Germany. But Slovenia, England, look. Joe Hart got man of the match, that sums it all up, really. That means there was under pressure for long periods of the game. He made one superb save where he got, I don't know how he got it in the end. So he had a really good game. I'm really pleased with Joe because he's gone to Italy. Everybody thought he might just stick there on the bench and, you know, just bide his time. But he said, no, I want to play football. So he's gone out to Torino, which a lot of people wouldn't have done. Moved all his family probably out there as well. And he's supposed to be playing really well there. And he's took that onto the England game.
So why, Ray, then, with the greatest respect, listen, I like Gareth. I've no problem with Gareth Southgate. So why are you now saying, beat Scotland, you've got the job? You know, is it just a case of safe pair of hands?
At the end of the day, Al, I mean, it's about tournament football. What's he going to change there? It's not about qualifying because look, every single time in group stages we qualify, but it's when we get to a tournament, everybody freezes and don't know their jobs. And, you know, we saw Roy Hodgson unbeaten in the blinking qualifiers. We get to we lose to Iceland. So the mentality's got to change in tournament situations. Whether Gareth can do that, you know, who knows? So look, give him a chance. And look, I'm sure that if he does beat Scotland, he will get the job. But he is the right man for the FA. You know that he does exactly what they want him to do. So he's the easy option for the FA.
Well, we're not saying he's a yes man, are we? We're not saying that.
No.
But he's been groomed the right way.
Well, he's left Rooney out, which is a statement, you know. Everybody was saying, leave him out, and suddenly he's left him out. Whether that's down to him or a bit of pressure from the press, I don't know. But he's left him out, put him on the bench. He's made a big decision there on Rooney. And it was great to see that he
gave Theo a chance, didn't he? He didn't really take it. He didn't grasp it, did he?
Well, he's had a quiet two games. But he's been in electric form for Arsenal. He really has. And I'm hoping it doesn't affect him going back into the Arsenal team this weekend because he's been pretty poor. Malta and obviously Slovenia. He's not getting the game as much as he has done. But, you know, there was a lot of poor performances out there, really. Lots of chances. And in the end, as I said before, Joe Hart getting man of the match, that just sums the England's performance up.
Scotland going to Wembley now.
What happened there, Al? Scotland. Talk me about through Scotland.
Ray, it's difficult because of the job we do on radio, I predominantly have to watch the England game, even though I'm Glaswegian.
Yeah.
But I kept looking at Scotland, and we were huffing and puffing. And when they got chances, they took them. So,
well, Slovakia needed that. They lost to Slovenia, remember,
yes,
at the weekend.
And
so they needed to bounce back.
I thought we could get 0-0, 1-1.
Yeah, I thought of draw.
So it was a poor result.
So Gordon under pressure now?
He is under pressure. He is.
So if he loses to England, do you think that's him?
And that's if he's still there. They were talking today, Ray, about he may resign.
He can't resign before England.
I hope not. Gonsang's not a bottler. He's a little fighter.
It's an opportunity to go to Wembley and maybe get a result. They probably have to win there, don't they, at Wembley? Or would you take a draw?
Depends. No. I think I'd take a draw right now.
But Lithuania was the one, Al. That was the poor one.
We'd have to beat England at Hampden.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm not sure. Just maybe Wembley with the underdogs with thousands of jocks in the crowd. Maybe form goes out the window. We might sneak something.
Yeah,
I don't
maybe.
Know.
But anyway, I'm more excited now about the weekend coming up, Mel.
And me.
Premier League, back returning. We love it, didn't we, the Premier League?
Let's start with Chelsea-Leicester. I've said earlier, I think, you know, Chelsea are not that far behind. They've not started well. But if you have a look at the table, Ray, they're not far behind. 3 points will do them the world of good. I think they beat Leicester at the weekend.
Yeah,
I do,
being a home advantage as well. Early kickoff is always great to get them points on the ball before the other teams start. But yeah, Chelsea, look, they got a good result against Hull, against Arsenal. You know, that wasn't the Chelsea I know. They turned up at the Emirates and it was really poor. Arsenal were very, very good, but I think that was down to Chelsea being poor as well. So they've got to improve on that. But certainly being at home against Leicester. Leicester, a little bit indifferent in the Premier League at the moment. They've conceded quite a few goals, which we don't usually see under Ranieri's team. I mean, even set plays, some of the goals they've conceded in recent weeks, it's not been like a Leicester-like side with Morgan and Hoof, who are fantastic defenders. So I expect it to be difficult. Leicester will play on a break, we know that, but Chelsea will have a little bit too much for them, for me,
I think,
weekend at Stamford Bridge.
So then another big game, Everton, who have done well. Just a little hiccup at the moment. Man City, De Bruyne might be back through a hamstring problem, but he's ahead of schedule. Will they risk him? I think City will be, in a tough game, I think City will just pip Everton 2-1.
Look, I think Everton will look at the way Spurs played against them. And I think a lot of teams might do that now, really have a go, put them under pressure for that back four. And Everton have got decent players. I watched the Sunderland game away from home, and that, you know, we're talking about a totally different team here, Sunderland and Man City. But the way they attacked with pace, Bolasie, Morales, Gay was fantastic in midfield. So that'd be a real test for him. But De Bruyne, look, he's a magnificent player. But whether they're going to risk him in a game like this, they need him fit for bigger games, you know, in the Champions League.
I think they'll... So, he may be on the bench.
But I think that Man City, look, everybody's expecting them to get the win here as well. Everton, going really well under Ronald Koeman. I think he's going to have a good season. Probably definitely in the top six for me, Everton. So it should be a cracking game, this one.
Ray, your boys take on Swansea. The new coach, Swansea, Bob Bradley.
Swansea got
good
a very,
in the goal.
Very good record there as well, Al, at the Emirates. Very good record. So, Swansea.
They
won their last season, yep. They've got an excellent record. So, they'll be looking at that and saying, look, lads, we've done really well here in recent years. Let's go there and do the same. Bob Bradley, look, what will he bring to the side? We don't know.
Fitness, eventually.
Organisation, which probably... You know, I always think that you've got certain players who are going to be your match winners, Sigurdsson, people like that in Swansea. And they've got to get the right team.
I think Arsenal at home now. I think, look, Arsenal, look at the table. Wenger must have said, come on, if we perform the way we can, especially at home, we're going to be up there.
They've got a lot of winnable games coming up, Mel. A lot of winnable games, Arsenal, on paper. But on the paper, doesn't win your games. You've still got to go out there and perform.
A little back to the Diamond Club today.
Have you? Again?
Yes.
You love it out there, didn't you?
I'm beginning to
worry. Do you ever go out and watch it or do you just stay in there?
Why would I do that?
Watch it on TV?
Why would I do that?
In a Diamond Club.
Right next to the director's box. It's lovely.
That is fantastic.
Enjoy a midweek there.
It's a magnificent stadium. It really is. I mean, they had to change it. But I know the hospitality you would definitely enjoy there. But yeah, going into the game, you've got to expect Arsenal. Arsenal will be 1-4 shots, I'm sure, to win this game. So,
I let's think skip a few. People... Bournemouth Hull down near the bottom. The only thing we can say about Hull, will Phelan get the job? Will he get
it? He's got it. Yeah, he's got it.
Ray Clements' son, will he stay with him or will he go to Steve Bruce at Villa? We'll come to that a little bit later. So Birmingham against Hull, City Everton we've done. Good game here. Spurs go to West Brom. I don't think Spurs have been spectacular or brilliant, but look where they are. What a great start.
Very good at White Hart Lane last couple of weeks ago against Man City. I thought that was a brilliant result.
That was the best decision.
Yeah, that was fantastic. The way they play with energy. And look, they missed a penalty as well. And we're still 1-2-0. So just shows you that Pochettino now is getting his players back in. Dele Alli and
he works
them
hard,
like
by the way, right? I speak to our dealers all the time. He works.
Well, you can
really
see how
hard
they start against Man City, the way they're pressed, and
well, you know why? Because we shone the light. We showed them the way to do it. Celtic at Parkhead, 3-3. We took the game.
Absolutely, yeah. I think that shocked a lot of people. I think a lot of people have looked at it and said, "Look, they do make mistakes at the back. So let's have a go." But I expect Spurs to get all 3 points here. I think going away from
home. So your old man's team, West Ham, they go to Palace.
Yeah, that's a tough
one.
Do
I fancy them? No,
but West Ham probably be better to play away from home at the moment. The way the stadium is at the moment.
I fancy Palace.
Well, Palace are in great form. 3 wins and a draw in the last four, so they're in decent form. And lots of people will have Palace in their accumulators as well this weekend. But I think West Ham could probably nick a point now. I might just sit on the fence and go for a point, which would be a good point for West Ham away from home.
So let's look. Stoke against Sunderland, the bottom two, amazingly. I fancy Stoke.
Stoke,
I really
that.
Do.
Yeah, I do.
Borough against your old team, Borough against Watford. I think if you're a Middlesbrough fan, you want to stay in the Premier. This is the game you got to
win.
Well,
this is the game you'd be targeting to win, yeah, definitely. I think they got points.
You know, these are their cup finals, right, aren't they,
yeah.
Borough?
Yeah.
The teams that are around them, that they're going to fight for relegation, these are the six-pointers.
Well, they got a battled point at the London Stadium against West Ham last game. They'd be looking at Watford, who... They'd be hoping Watford play like they did against Burnley away from home. It was awful, really was. So, again, Watford showed a little bit of character. I was at the game against Watford-Bournemouth a couple of weeks ago, and Watford come from behind a couple of times, which showed a little bit of character in their side. Got good players. We know that Troy Deeney and Garlow's not really firing all cylinders yet. But I expect Middlesbrough maybe to get 3 points here, being at home.
Saints-Burnley, but we know what Burnley are about. They're stubborn, defend well, they head heads, they play long. Saints at the moment, I think Saints again.
Good side.
This looks too easy, predictions.
Yeah, I think
this looks another home win.
Yeah, I think Southampton are a good side this year. I think he's done a brilliant job. The manager coming in, the players they've got, they've kept a good Tadic, Redmond, people like that are excellent. Davies does a great job in midfield as well. And the two centre halves are very solid, you know, in Font. And Van Dijk, who you like quite a bit,
he's
a good player. So I think Southampton are going along really well at the moment. So Burnley could be a tough afternoon, but Burnley again are really having a go this season, and some good performances, some good wins. So, but I'll have to go with a home win there as well myself.
Well, the best game of the weekend we're going to come to in a moment, Ray, is Anfield, Liverpool, Man U. And don't forget, Up Front with Alan Brazil is sponsored by BetOnBrazil.com, okay? BetOnBrazil.com. It's the new betting site for all sports punters with great odds, markets and great offers. Listeners to this podcast can now get a free £10 when you deposit £10 just by using the promo code Alan10, A-L-A-N, capitals 10, 1-0. Just visit BetOnBrazil.com, enter the promo code Alan10 when you deposit your £10 and you get £10 free. Also, look out for our daily happy hour. Ray and I do that all the time. Offers between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. Sign up now at BetOnBrazil.com. Go on. BetOnBrazil.com is for over 18s only. And betting, don't forget, should be fun. So please, please, gamble responsibly. So the Monday game, what a game.
What a game.
Anfield.
Yeah, I can't wait for this one.
Liverpool Man U.
Yeah, I'm sure the bar we was in
Red
will
Monday.
Be rocking that night as well. A few fans in the Canary Wharf sports bar in there watching this one. But Monday night, yeah, everybody's looking forward to this one. Jose Mourinho going to Anfield. Klopp.
You've got to fancy Liverpool, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a really tight one to call. It really is. With the, you know, I think if you ask any Liverpool fan, no disrespect to Everton, I know it's a Merseyside derby, but Man United is always their biggest game. And Man United, vice versa. You know, when you go look at the Manchester derby now, it's huge, with Man City doing so well. But they always look at Liverpool as their real crunch game over the years. So this is going to be a brilliant game, it really is. At the moment, Liverpool playing so well. Lallana's out, which is a big blow for them. And Wijnaldum got injured as well in a week. I don't know how he's fit. Well, no, he's been doing well. Him and Henderson in midfield have been excellent. So that is a blow for Liverpool, believe it or not. And it's a situation where who's going to be fit? Who's going to play for Manchester United? Will Rooney play out? But do you think Mourinho will look at the game and say, do you want my experience at Anfield?
Because he knows what Rooney... Don't forget, Rooney's an Evertonian.
And he's had a good rest as well, hasn't he?
He's blue from Liverpool.
Well, he's had a good rest. He's ready to go. So.
And I think that's what makes Jose great.
Who would he leave out if Rooney come in? That's the big decision he's going to make. Obviously, Pogba play. He's got a wonderful going a week for France.
Do you know, I think the keeper should have been better? Dutch keeper?
Huh?
Knee hands? Well, in between his hands?
Yeah. But I don't think he expected it, did he?
No, he didn't.
It was a long way out.
It was a great win. So 1-0, Pogba scores. He's so arrogant, though, isn't he?
Well, that's the sort of character he is.
No,
well,
he's just arrogant when he scores. He's like,
all these top players, that's how they react. Probably Ronaldo does a little bit like that, doesn't he? I've just scored, Ronaldo, it's all about me. The only one probably doesn't do it is Messi, who really celebrates with his teammates, and, you know, he's not that sort of character.
Well, you know, this is a game where you make your name.
Where would a game be won, Al? Is it defensively? Liverpool, they defend well at times.
I'm a great believer in big games like this. You know, midfield's the battle for me.
Mm.
You know, Henderson, we know he's got legs. We know he's vocal as well. United have got to out-bullying them in midfield.
Who would he play? Herrera, Carrick?
I think Carrick.
There's a lot of options there for
Carrick.
Jose.
I love Carrick. When he's on the ball, he doesn't give away. Mm. But I think the key for United, if I'm being honest, is Coutinho and Firmino. you got to stop them on the ball.
Yeah, they're excellent. Sturridge probably will play up top, but with them two behind.
Well, you never know with him. He's wishy-washy, isn't he? When he wants it, he gets the ball in the feet. He's brilliant.
I think the last game they played was superb. You know, him and them were really linked up well. So I think everybody knows the importance of this game for both sides. If they're going to be title challengers. I think Liverpool sitting there, second favourites at the moment, Al. Second favourites in the title
Can't
race.
Can't see it, mate. Not yet.
City, obviously, big favourites. Then Arsenal, third favourites. So Spurs, believe it or not, are full favourites, which, you know, sitting in the league, they're 1 point behind City, just beat them as well. So that might be the value.
Ray, I think the Premier League love Klopp, don't they? Jose.
I think the managers are brilliant.
Jose's cautious going into this, do you think? It's a game I can't lose. I don't want to lose.
Well, I think Man United will look at it and take a point. You know, at Liverpool at the moment in great form. And I think if you go away from home against your big sides, you know, you've got to beat them at home. Man United when they play at Old Trafford. But if you can go away from home and nick a point, away to your rivals, then I think that's a good point for Jose. So well, at least a point would be good. United, they get three.
If United beat them, they go 6 points clear.
Yeah, absolutely.
Over Manchester United.
So it's a massive game for both sides. So I think everybody in the be watching that one on Monday night, Al, because Monday night, I know it's a bit of a bad day for everybody, but Monday night everybody will be looking
forward. It's a bad day for you and me. We've got lunch Monday.
Oh, don't. I won't be able to see it then. I'm out with you again for lunch.
We've got lunch.
You keep leading me astray.
You might as well stay at mine on a Monday
night.
You're
worse than Tony Adams. back in the day, not
so
now.
So can United beat Liverpool at Anfield Monday night? Seriously? You know who they're talking about? The big talking point is the referee. Is it Timothy Taylor? Or
he comes from Manchester, doesn't he? He lives
Anthony,
in Ocean.
Timothy Taylor's is a bitter.
Taylor?
It's a bitter.
Anthony Taylor.
So Yorkshire bitter. Anthony Taylor, he's from Altrincham.
Yeah.
And he said, no, I'm an Altrincham fan. I'm not a United fan. Yeah. Get away. You can't give him the game. Imagine he gives Manchester United a penalty in the dying seconds. And it is a penalty. You know, Liverpool fans will go crazy. Take the pressure away from him. Let someone else ref it.
Well, that's a big decision I've got to make. But they're professional referees now, Al, so I'm sure they'll be confident that he's going to have a good game and make the right decisions. But
yeah, but I don't see why put the pressure on him.
But if there is a controversial,
like Klackenberg or someone,
look, if there is a controversial decision and he makes it, then there will definitely fall back whoever gets
so
it.
So why take that chance?
Well, I mean, you got to, you know, referees live in certain areas. Doesn't mean they're going to give people a little bit more of a bias, if you like. And you can't have that. If you're thinking like that now, that's not good. If you're going forward,
that's having
a referee.
That's having a referee for Liverpool Man U living in, let's see,
Wirral.
Stockport, somewhere, or Southport, or Wirral. You're right. Anywhere surrounding there, Stockport would be okay because that's Manchester, a bit of a city area. But Southport,
well, I think they're
anywhere around there.
Oh, and they're looking at expenses as well. Less expenses for the for the referee association.
But no, it's a massive game.
Yeah, it is a massive game.
I remember once playing at Anfield, I got a great ball through, and they thought it was offside. But Hansen, who was quick, I don't know if you played against Hansen. He was lightning.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Oh,
I remember
lightning.
Watching him all the time.
And I should have gone to blast my left, took it inside on my right foot.
And he got back.
And I smashed one into the side net, and I thought, you
take
idiot.
It early, Al. Take
you
it
idiot.
Early, come on.
No, I should have taken it to him and dummied him.
All right.
But that's such a big game. You want to do well. It's a great game.
Yeah, absolutely.
But who do I fancy? Do I fancy a draw?
I think I might sit on the fence for this one. Draw.
Do you 1-1? Something like that?
I'd be rather going towards Liverpool being a home advantage, but I think that Man United might set up.
Now, if I'm being honest, I think Liverpool will beat them. If I'm being honest.
Yeah.
There's no point because I played for Man U. I think Liverpool just got the edge. I do, okay. At the moment.
Van in a van on Up Front with Alan Brazil. Brought to you by Juicen.
Fan in the Van is brought to you by Juicen with over 600 branches nationwide. You're never far from your local timber and builders merchant. Trade and public welcome. Okay, our fan in the van this morning is Harrison Shadworth, who's a big Chelsea fan. Harrison, how are you, Harrison?
How you doing, Harrison?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, excellent. Who did I speak to today? I spoke to Begovic, the Chelsea goalkeeper today. And he's saying he thinks that Chelsea are about to kick into gear to really get the game, the season started, especially this weekend. He expects a victory and it'll really springboard Chelsea in amongst the big boys.
Well, yeah, if you saw in the whole game he played the 3-4-2-1. I think that's what he really wants to play. So if he starts getting that and he's had pretty much all the defenders there except Gary Cahill, he can just work on that with them.
Yeah.
Harrison, it's unbelievable where we're talking about how they've missed John Terry. Last season, he nearly looked like he was going to leave Chelsea, which would have been a disaster for you guys, our big supporters. He's been a superb player. But when he comes back into the side, I think you'll be a lot stronger at the back. If you do play a three with Luiz, maybe, and Cahill and John Terry, that's a really good sound base there going forward.
Yeah, I think so. I think also you have Ivanovic who can play centre-back. Gary Cahill's been a bit shaky, so I think he might need a rest.
So what about this game at the weekend? You got Leicester coming, and of course, you know, Leicester on the attack, their counter-attack, they play it very quick, they play it long. I feel this could be a good game for Chelsea. If Chelsea beat Leicester, last year's champions, I think you've got Manchester United coming as well. Two big games, Harrison. This could make or break your season.
Yeah, it could. I do think this is probably the most crucial part of the season because we had a few wobbles against Arsenal and Liverpool and then Swansea. But I think if Conte gets in the way he's playing and we can beat anyone on the day.
Yeah, so, just looking at Harrison, I mean, the three behind Hazard and probably not being at their best. I was at the Arsenal game at the Emirates and the first half was pretty poor from Chelsea. I haven't seen him play that poorly for a long time. I mean, Willian, I know he scored a really good goal at Hull City. But the only one who really, I thought, was having a real go was Diego Costa, who started the season very well.
Yeah, we all loved him, Diego Costa. He's just an animal. I love the way he sort of puts himself about, even though he does get himself in trouble. It's sort of like you'd love to have him but hate to play against him.
Yeah. I mean, is Conte the right man for you? I mean, it's a big decision from Chelsea this summer to try and get the right manager in. We saw the passion he showed for Italy in the Euros and hopefully he can bring that again to Chelsea and, you know, move the club forward back into winning positions in the cup competitions and obviously the league.
Yeah, I do think he's the right man because after Jose Mourinho, it's sort of a hard act to follow. In a way, so having Antonio Conte, who's won three Serie A's in a row, and then you've got, and he did so well with Italy, with the worst Italy team they called in the last 30 years. So he beat the likes of Spain and people like that.
Sure.
So I think he's the right man for the job. He can get the best out of anyone.
Well, Harrison, as you say, two big games coming up, Leicester, Man United. I think Chelsea are going to be okay. And if you get Bonucci in January, you know, he is a proper defender. So I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be a good season. I really do. I don't think you're going to win it, but I think you're going to be top three, top four. Would you settle for that?
Yeah, I think I would after last season. I'd settle for that and then hopefully use that as a springboard for next year to challenge.
Yeah, look, all the big news is on England. You know, I'm sure you watched the game against Slovenia. 0-0 draw, pretty poor in the end. Joe Hart had a blinder in goal. That's not a thing you want to be saying the next day, saying, well, Joe Hart was our man in the match, because that means he was really under pressure and he's had to pull off some good saves. Do you think Gareth Southgate is the right man moving forward for England, or would you like to see someone else? Would you like to see a foreign manager instead of an English manager?
I don't know. I'd like an English manager because it just sort of helps out with all the other players because then there's no language barrier or anything like that. So I think Gareth Southgate can be the right man for the job. He's just got to be given support and like make sure he has the right people around him to help him out.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right. Well, Harrison, listen, great to talk to you. Good luck to Chelsea. Good luck to England, but not in the next game at Wembley against the Jocks. Come on, Scotland. And listen, thanks for joining us this morning. Thank you, Harrison.
No problem.
Cheers,
Harrison. Well done.
Thank you. Bye.
So, Fan in the Van is brought to you by Jewson with over 600 branches nationwide. You're never far from your local timber and builder's merchant. Trade in public. Very welcome.
Fan in the Van on Upfront with Alan Brazil. Brought to you by Jewson.
That was Upfront with Alan Brazil. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a great weekend. Premier's back, thank goodness. Oh, just a quickie, Ray, before we go. Stevie Bruce at Villa, Steve McClaren at Derby. I can't believe it.
I was amazed by that one. The two Steves.
Not Stevie Bruce, but Steve McClaren.
Well, Steve Bruce looked like he was nailed on for a Villa job, which is a great appointment for Villa. I think he'd do a wonderful job there. I've got a sneaky little feeling they might go on a little run now. I think Steve would get straight in there with experience, and they've been very close to getting some good results.
Yeah.
So I think they might go on a little run. It might be an outside bet for the playoffs.
McClaren at Derby. Can't believe that.
Yeah, I'm amazed by that. Obviously, he had a good relationship with the chairman before when he left before, but yeah, that was a real surprise. It really was. I thought Chris Powell might get a chance, but he's going to stay there as number two still. But Steve McClaren, look, he's got another opportunity. I wonder what the Derby fans are thinking with that appointment, because not I don't think they was having him too
not
much when he got sacked.
Not happy.
So look, they've made that decision. So it's all about results, Al. If he suddenly wins three or four in a row for Derby, then the fans will certainly won't worry about what happened before.
Yeah.
And they'll be hoping they can get into that Premier League next season.
Okay, that was Up Front with Ray Parler and me, Alan Brazil, with Audio Boom.
Brought to you by Audio Boom.
BetOnBrazil.com is for over 18s only. Betting should be fun, so please bet responsibly. For more on this, visit gambleaware.co.uk.